From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, the Infielders. However, we are going to dub this episode on the fly. This is the Infielders and Starting Pitching episode. So we're going to get 2-for-1, put a doubleheader on it, bleedblueshow.com. Audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. We're going to talk infielders and starting pitching. We're going to get those both out of the way because got to have some programming updates because the Bleed Blue Show will be on a hiatus. Next week, we'll re-air our stakeholder spotlight episodes from the past. Great stories from a lot of sports fans who have a lot to share. So we'll put that on replay for next week on our bye week. So on this episode, the Dugout, let's do the infielders and the starting pitching. We've got a lot to discuss when it comes to both of those areas. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Let's bring on a roll call real quick. Say hello to the people, and then we'll lead off. Shout outs to Greg from Bronx Bomber News, man. Greg from Bronx Bomber News. What's up, man? How's everything?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
All right. Cool. Let's bring on Suzanne at Susie Prof. That will be from Bleeding Yankee Blue. Suzanne, what's going on? How you doing?
Hi, everybody. Great to be here tonight. Looking forward to another hot show.
All right. Cool. Shout out to Suzanne. And then, of course, Lewis. Lewis, what's going on, man? Talking infielders and starting pitching. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, everybody? How you doing?
Good. Hey, Greg from Bronx Bomber News. I mean, we're going to do a doubleheader on this. Tulowitzki, the free agent signing. We talked about Gleyber Torres coming in the year number 2, Voit Bird at first base, LeMahieu in the utility role, Andujar. Anything you want to go with the infielders, if you want to sprinkle in some starting pitching stuff as well with Tanaka, Paxton, Happ, Severino, A-Star, all that stuff, man. It's right on the table, man. Let's fire away, man.
Okay, I guess we could start out with the news that the Yankees appear to be finalizing a deal with Gio Gonzalez for a 1-year, $3 million contract. I just got that on Ken Rosenthal on Twitter. It looks like he has an opt-out after, I believe it was April 20th. And so I guess we could start out with that. I think it was needed. They needed to go out and get somebody. I know last year we had a lot of issues with Herman, Loaisiga, you know, guys starting a bunch of games that, was kind of, we needed some depth. And I know we have some AAA depth this year. I think Herman's going to be better. I think Sessa has shown he's it's early, I know, but Sessa, Herman, Loaisiga, those guys all shown that maybe they can fill in some gaps, but we can't afford to have, these guys starting 20 games for us at the beginning of the year. So with the signing of a Gio Gonzalez, I think that's going to, solidify that back end. I think we only need 4 starters here the first 20 games. So he'll probably it looks like he's been working out too, so it's not like he's behind. So he might miss a start or two at the beginning, maybe. But it looks like he'll be our fourth starter until either Severino or CeCe or both come back. And then at that point, they need to make a decision on, how things are going or, unfortunately, if another injury happens. But I guess I could start out with that. We could talk. We got plenty to talk about on the infield, too, because there's a lot of questions there and some things. But I felt we could get the Gio Gonzalez thing going and out of the way. What do you guys think?
Sure, let's go to Suzanne, and Suzanne's thoughts on Gio or anything else with the starting pitcher and infielders, and then we go to Lou.
Yeah, we had to do something. I agree with Greg. We talked about this a little bit last week. I'm not sold on Sessa, and I don't think the Yankees are sold on Sessa, hence they needed to kind of look out there and see what they could bring in. We wrote a piece earlier in the week because a lot of the discussion around pitching was that Cashman thought we had the talent from within. And, I'd like to think that way. Greg just mentioned about, who's going to stay healthy and You know, it's a lot of games. It's really taxing on your arm. You know, and when you're going and traveling to different stadiums and different temperatures throughout the year, I mean, it could really it can really affect you. I think that this injury to Severino is a little bit more serious than they're letting on. And let's not forget CC Sabathia had heart surgery. And the fact that he could even come back and be impactful this season is just going to be incredible. I'm going to hope he can do it. To me, he is a Superman. But, yeah, I think they needed to do something. And Gonzalez seemed to be pretty low risk for the Yankees. And you know what? I've been really impressed with Herman. He pitched really well, you know, this past week. Paxton really turned on the heat against the Phillies the other night, and Herman was against the Red Sox. And so, Herman, we talked about potentially being a long reliever or, you know, kind of being that guy that can pick the ball up from somebody that can maybe only potentially give us 4 or 5 innings. So they may want to save him there, much like a platoon with Chad Green. But who knows? You know, I just don't think Sessa is going to be that guy. And we talked about that last year. I just don't think he has longevity. So, you know, Gonzalez may very well be somebody that can potentially step in, and potentially we could have a rotation that looks like a 6-man rotation, and you know, with the idea that CC Sabathia could be in the mix from time to time and pitch. But yeah, I think this was a good move by the Yankees. Very low risk. It does allow Gonzalez to opt out April 20th if he hasn't been added to the major league roster by then. I think most likely he will, given the fact that, you know, we're going to need somebody else to step in. But yeah, I think this is good. I mean, you know, I guess I would let Lewis like sort of weigh in on that, and then I guess we can come back to, you know, the infielder component, because obviously, you know, you have a pitcher that's going to throw, you know, a lot of ground balls. You've got to have a defense behind you that can field those ground balls. And I'd be very interested in what people think about LeMahieu and Torres, and moving Torres to shortstop and having LeMahieu do some damage over at second base, and hopefully picking up where he left off with some Gold Glove-like play at second base. So, but I'm interested in what Lewis has to say about, you know, Gio Gonzalez or whatever else regarding pitching.
Well, I'm gonna echo a lot of what you said, Suzanne. I really think that signing Gio was very low risk. So at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt us, and it can only help us. And you know, losing Sev was big, and I think you're right. That rotator cuff inflammation is not an injury that it's really not an injury that there's a clear, definite answer as to when it's going to be feeling better. Now, what aids Sev is his age, of course. You know, younger bodies tend to heal a little bit quicker. But the Dodgers are having the same issue with Kershaw right now. And, you know, you lose Kershaw, you pretty much lose a bulk of your rotation. The Yankees have a lot of depth when it comes to pitching, and Gio Gonzalez is a veteran, and he's been around a lot. And, you know, there's no risk in this very cheap deal that we get him for. And if he can start 15 games, you know, filling in here and there, we'll be fine with, you know, that's a great deal, and I'm glad Cashman locked it in. It was very needed, like Greg said. We definitely needed a fourth starter. We can run a 4-man, but I do think that eventually Loaisiga is going to be major league ready. He seems to be the only, and Herman as well. He seems to be the only one that I think has the stuff to get major league hitters out. And you know, Herman had his struggles last year, but he's definitely gotten better. And when he's on, his stuff can be rather nasty. So I do like those two as far as our depth, and I think eventually they will make our club. But I think Gio was a great signing. I think it was a good move. And, you know, when we go around, I'll talk about our defense. I really think, just quickly, Torres is a better shortstop than he is a second baseman. And in the couple of games that he played shortstop last year, I saw why he came up as a shortstop, because that seems to be, he seems to be more comfortable and more natural at shortstop. So I like moving him to shortstop permanently for a little while, because that's kind of what he has the range for it. And I think that's his natural position. And he wasn't terrible at second base, but he wasn't wonderful at second base. Whereas you have LeMahieu, who is a Gold Glover at second base. So I think it's more beneficial for our defense for Torres to play shortstop.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring on Kristen to the dialogue. Kristen, we're talking infielders and starting pitching tonight. And Greg has brought the news to our attention, the acquisition of Gio Gonzalez, a former Oakland Athletic and Washington National for what, 6 seasons maybe, and I think last at the Milwaukee Brewers. If you have anything to add to that when it comes to starting pitching, as well as the infielders, I'll go and then go back to Greg. Welcome, Kristen.
You know, anything can help at this point. It really doesn't matter. It's only going to add on to the greatness that we already have. You know, honestly, I just want to touch on LeMahieu real quick. I like him at second. He's okay. But I do like that he's a low strikeout hitter and that he can play multiple positions. That's what's good about him also. I just wanted to touch on that really quick. But I'm just looking forward to our defense this year, honestly. I'm really looking forward to see who's been really working hard and see which at-bats have been working on their timing, because that, I think, was a big factor last year. But, yeah, Gio,
that's it?
I think, is a good move. I mean, just to add to it, yeah, I do. I agree. But everybody's been touching on everything so far. I've been listening, so. That's
all
it
right.
For now.
Okay, cool. I mean, there's nothing really else to add from my perspective. I like the signing, of course, because it's a veteran arm. He eats up innings. He's been down the road. Battle-tested, playoff-tested. What's not to like about adding Gio Gonzalez to the rotation of which was kind of already a question staff pre-injury. Now you have the situation with Severino with the cuff, and then you also have CC Sabathia's health conditions per se, and then you know, always don't know what you're going to get out of Tanaka. I mean, as much as a lot of Yankee fans do like him, I like him, but he's a wild card. You don't know what you're going to get from him year to year. And then with Hap. You know,
that's true.
I like what we did with Hap last year, the second half of the year with the trade. I still got to see more, almost in a sense. I know we've seen J.A. Hap for years and years with the Phillies, some of those years with Toronto. But it's almost like it's almost a new year day to day. I mean, we're giving them on paper what to expect, and we should expect good things out of them because of the run production they should get. They should get a lot of run support with this offense. So I don't want these guys to get content or stay hungry in a sense. So I'm actually at first I thought I was quite comfortable. I'm not as comfortable with these injuries now, even with adding the Gio Gonzalez. It's kind of almost a wait-and-see thing when it comes to the starting pitching, to be honest with you. We talked about it last week with Sessa. I'm not a fan at all. And to Lewis's point, I think out of all the pitchers between the bullpen – and the starters, I mean, he has the most upside when it comes to stuff. He has a lot of arsenal in his pitches. It's all about more reps and being comfortable with guys calling games. And he had that Jabba Chamberlain type of role, but he looked good in spring training. I like Herman, but I think they're going to probably lean him to the bullpen. But when it comes to the starters, man, Paxton won the first year. In New York, I'm not 100% sure how he'll do. I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen guys do well in other places, come to New York and bomb. I mean, it is what it is when it comes to stuff like that. Severino, we'll see how it happens when he gets back. So now I'm going to go back to Greg. Oh, shoot. More in Pavano. We could go on and on. We could go. The defense. No, Lewis, you made a great point. if that was the – okay, that's probably my question. Let's say Torres – I agree with you, Lewis. Torres is naturally the shortstop. What do you do with Tulowitzki? You DH him? Like, how do you – like, what do you want to do as far as that's where the musical chairs gets in, you know, comes into play. So, Greg from Bronze Bomber News, defensively, how would you what would you prefer around the diamond as far as defensively with the you know, on most days? You know, of course they're going to mix it up, and you know, guys are going to sit out, substitute such and such. Who would you rather have defensively? Consider things all equal: third, short, second, first. Greg from Bronze Bomber News, then we go back to Suzanne Lewis and then Kristen.
Well, what I would like is I do believe Luke Voit is going to win that first base job. Now, the first couple of weeks of the season with Hicks and his injury, they could probably carry both Voit and Bird if they wanted to, but it just extends the decision that they're going to have to make at some point. But I would prefer Voit at first, LeMahieu at second, Torres at short, and Andujar at third. And then, you know, Tulowitzki, instead of being the shortstop, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, I would prefer him to DH a couple of days a week, play shortstop a couple of days a week, and the days that where he's he can DH, you know, that keeps him off the field half the time if they're worried about injuries and wearing down. You know, when you don't play for a full season, and then you know the grind of a 162 games, it's going to take its toll on him at some point. So, I mean, if they value him as a hitter, I would prefer to see, you know, Stanton on left field 3 or 4 days a week, and then Tulowitzki DHing, and then just flip-flop him. I like Stanton at the DH spot, but right now with the injury to Hicks, it looks like he's going to be probably in the outfield a little more at the beginning of the year. But I would prefer LeMahieu at second and Torres at short. The more Tulowitzki is on the field, the more apt he is to get injured or worn down. And I like Torres's. And, you know, he came up, he was a prized prospect as a shortstop in Major League Baseball. And so coming up, that was his natural position. And, you know, you could see it. You could see when he's playing shortstop in these spring training games. He's a natural at shortstop. And, you know, somebody's going to hold that seat until Didi gets back. I would rather keep him in it short. The defense, I think, is better with LeMahieu at second and him at short. I'm not sold on Tulowitzki playing a full season or even, you know, 60 games at shortstop right now.
Agreed.
All right. Suzanne.
Yeah, and I think something to add to that is LeMahieu could platoon a little bit with Andujar at third base as well. He does play third base, and, you know, Kristen did bring up the fact that he could play other positions. He's played third base very well. So we could have that option as well. I agree about Tulowitzki. I'm not sold on him. I think they picked him up again. It was fairly low risk, you know, knowing that we had Gleyber Torres who could move over to his natural position at shortstop. So I just think he's another bat. I agree. I think we have to be handled with care with him because he does tend to get injured and he does not have – the stamina or the longevity, as I say, for the full season at full strength. He just doesn't. He's an older player who's very prone to injury. So I think we could consider a platoon of and some options with LeMahieu at third base, Gleyber, you know, playing shortstop, you know, from time to time, and also, you know, being at second base. Luke Voit wins the spot. I mean, if we have to carry Greg Bird another season, I swear to God, I hope that he is going to be somebody that they will trade. I can't. Tyler Wade is another one. Come on. All right. I don't see them sticking around, and I definitely don't want Bird part of the roster this year. I mean, absolutely not. I don't even want him DHing. I'd much rather have you know, Tulowitzki. I mean, obviously, we know that Giancarlo Stanton is going to have to DH as well. And we talked about him playing the field, and then we're not talking outfielders tonight. But, I mean, he's going to have to, you know, platoon out there. But I definitely think LeMahieu adds a lot of spark, a lot of options to our lineup, which we're very much going to need. I'd like to see Andujar play, you know, over 150 games like he did last year. I'd like to see Torres stay healthy. I know people that, you know, that tell me all the time that they're just not sold on Torres yet. And I don't know that everybody's gotten on the Torres bus, but I actually am on his bus. I think he has a lot of potential. I think he needs a lot of grooming. I think he needs a lot of mentoring. I hope Tulowitzki and Didi can help with that. And let's not forget, I mean, Didi Gregorius is a professional. He is a guy that's going to be back in that lineup as soon as he possibly can. I'm hoping that he can be back in August when we're really going to need him, and it will obviously bring a lot of relief to the infield that, you know, is going to be very taxed. We're going to have a lot of ground balls, and the guys have to build some chemistry with one another and some trust with one another. And I felt like last year they just really didn't have that. It was kind of very isolated the way that they worked together, very mechanical, as opposed to having like a synergy. And I really hope that they can build that synergy, that the, you know, the veteran staff can help with that. And again, I'm on Team Voit, so go Voit, goodbye Bird, bye bye Birdie, and you know, let's move on and see what we can do this season.
Bye bye Birdie, hey, Lewis, and then go to Kristen.
So I actually have a fear that Bird is going to win this job, guys. Like, I really believe that the Yankees still have high hopes on Bird, and he's actually had a decent spring. So just like every year, he gives us that the glimpse that he's going to be the guy, and then he's going to get injured, and he's not going to be able to play first base. But I think on opening day, Bird will be our first baseman. And I think that's what the Yankees want because he's a left-handed bat. So
yep.
I think he's going to be the first baseman, even though I drastically want Voit to win it. I know that Bird is going to win this job just because of the need of a left-handed bat in the lineup as far as navigation with pitchers and all that stuff. And I just think Bird is going to win the job, not because he's, you know, not because he deserves the job, but because they kind of need him to win the job because they've had so much faith in him all the years. So I think that Bird will be our first baseman. Now, I do agree with everyone else. I think Torres should play short. I think LeMahieu should play second because I think LeMahieu should play second. But you can flip-flop because I think I think Tulo could play second as well. Now, the only issue is I don't think Tulo's a starter anymore. I don't think he's that – you know, he's somebody you could lean on for five games a week. Like, I think everyone else kind of echoed my sentiments. I think him playing 60 games is a lot, and he's going to be a utility man just like Torres was. So he'll come in and fill in gaps when needed, give guys some rest, but Tulo is not an everyday starter anymore. And I think I honestly could see Tulo playing third as well. I don't know if he has any experience with it, but he could play third as well if you want to give Andujar a break sometimes. But I think our defense is strongest when Torres is short, LeMahieu second, Bird or Voit is at first, and then at third base we have Andujar, possibly Tulo, you know, on days that Andujar needs a rest. But the key cogs in our infield are going to be Torres at short and LeMahieu at second. I think that is pretty definite and solid for me.
All right, Kristen.
Oh, let's see. I'm Team Voit all the way. I'm not a big Bird fan, so I do like Voit. I like Torres. I do like Torres. I do like him a lot. Second base, he's fine. LeMahieu is also good, but I do want Andujar at third. I'm a huge Didi fan, so for me, for Tulo to be there, it's like, it's kind of painful because, you know, Didi, the epitome of an athlete. He's half man, half amazing. Honestly, defense is incredible. At bats is incredible. He stopped some crazy balls in the past, and I miss him dearly, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I like Kneel. He's pitching well. He's been pitching pretty effortlessly. That's what it looks like to me. Herman's doing well. Sessa, he's another one. I really don't know why he's still around, but obviously he's going to be a swing man, so it is what it is. But on the other side, yeah, injuries are going to be inevitable. So it's good that we do have a good rotation of guys, and they all have their own different talents to bring to the table, which I also like. So Sevy needs to just sit, and I agree with him sitting. You know, a couple of games, let him get good, you know, but this is going to be an ongoing thing with his shoulder. It's not going to go away. You know, pitching 95, 100 miles an hour, it's not going to go away. It's always going to be inflamed until something really tears and the guy's going to need complete overhaul. So, you know, I don't know. I'm excited about the pitching. I'm not, you know, I think we're comfortable, but I do like Voit at first. Like I said, I'm a big Voit fan, and I'm for him all the way. But the only thing that's driving me nuts is I keep hearing this Bird left-hand bat. He's a left-hand batter. He's a left-hand batter. But Voit, the man's been working hard. Go check out his workouts. He's been really stepping it up this year. He's really taking things serious. And I just hope to God they pick him, because I think he'd be perfect for the job. So.
All right, cool. Let's add Jimmy to the conversation. Shout out to Jimmy at Kane's Eagle One. Jimmy, we're talking starting pitching and the infielders. Greg from Bronx Bomber News reiterated the signing of Gio Gonzalez in addition to the starting rotation. We're talking about the infielders as well. What's your thoughts on both areas? Then I'll sound off, and I have a couple of questions for the panel.
Yeah, Well, first I gotta say about Voit. I think Voit should make it. You know, he's really, really good. I hope that Bird turns things around. You know, I hope this time that Bird actually shows what he's all about, because there's times when he's on, he's really on. You know, when he's off, he's really off. So If Bird can get into being one or the other and stick to it, it would be nice. So I hope that he does that. And as far as what you guys are saying about Tulowitzki, I want to see what he can do. You know, he was really really good with the Rockies in his position. You know, hitting a lot of home runs, playing defense. I'm really excited to see what he could do. So. I'm looking forward to it all.
All right. Anything else from the starting pitcher? What's your thoughts on the injury with Severino? What about your confidence in Tanaka? What about Paxton? These other guys that round up the starting rotation.
Oh yeah. Well, Paxton, I really like what I saw from him in spring training so far. He's been really, really good. And, as far as Tanaka goes, I hope that he has a bounce back year, because there were times last year when he was on and he was off, when he was on and he was off. So I hope Tanaka's more on and off this year. You know, when he's on, he's really, really good. He could be a really good ace, but when he's off, he's a home run giver upper like crazy. So let's hope we get to Tanaka that's always on.
I guess that's my question for everybody, but I'll let you answer it first. What do you think we're going to get out of Tanaka in 2019, man?
I think we're going to see Tanaka get back to what he was early on. You know, when we had him, he was really dominant in his first like two seasons when he was he'd get into a starting role and he was. We wouldn't give up any runs for a long time. So I hope we get back to that early Tanaka, with that nasty fastball and nasty curveball kind of thing. That's the kind of Tanaka I want to see, that early that early good Tanaka. Because if we could have that Tanaka, you know, I know it's a long season, 162 games. So, I mean, I don't expect that Tanaka a whole season. But if we can have that early Tanaka for half the season, I'll be satisfied for
Gotcha. My thoughts on the infield, and to answer Lou's question, I think we all can agree that if your defense is strong up the middle, the corners. I'm not as hard on Andujar like a lot of Yankee fans. We understand the errors, but I think that could all be cleaned up and could be worked on. Yes, defensively it could be better, but what he brought to us offensively, and I thought he should have been a Rookie of the Year last year in the entire American League. I thought he offensively he did enough to offset a lot of the pros or the cons at the third base position. But to all you guys' points, and I agree, if second and third, second and shortstop defensively was strong up the middle, I'd be really, really confident, especially with this starter rotation that we're going to be throwing out there on the field, and especially dealing with ground balls, being at the right place at the right time, on cutoffs, such and such, so on and so forth. Now, I think we're all in agreement for the most part when it comes to first base, because what happened when Lou Voit came onto the team last year was almost like a breath of fresh air of him picking up for the things that Greg Bird at the plate should have been doing. We've gone through the years with this squad. I mean, we've had years of first baseman. You could go back to Tino when he came over from Seattle. You could go back to Giambi. Who else was on there? Tino Martinez's. You have those type of guys. But Greg Bird is more Kevin Moss. He's kind of, you know, since Mattingly-ish, it's not lived up to the expectations. That's kind of the impatience of the Yankees fan, and rightfully so, because Greg Bird, because it's like you want to link Greg Bird to the Gary Sanchez, to the Luis Severinos, to almost like the new core four. And it's not delivering on the Greg Bird end. So Yankee fans are getting pissed. And Lou Voit has become somewhat of a fan favorite because of the power that he brings to the lineup. And to Lewis's point, and obviously Yankees fans and Yankees brass love the left-handed bats. Kind of like why it's important to have Didi Gregorius in the lineup because of his left-handed bat. When Gregorius gets back in the summertime, that's going to be interesting how you're going to have an influx, a surplus of guys at the position, barring help, because who knows? Somebody could get injured between now and August, and somebody might be gone for an extended amount of time on the DL. So we don't know where it's going to be looking like in July, August anyway. But to answer all of our points or questions, I mean, Luke Voit, I think everybody's on board with him because of Greg Bird's lack of productivity in his health. And there still are – the Yankees are still – buying that Bird stock and seeing if that's still going to come through. I'm not 100% sure, and I think we've all, as Yankee fans for decades of this team, we've seen this story before with prior first basemen. That's why we bring up the point of the great first baseman that panned out, and then the guys who didn't pan out. Nick Johnson, same thing. Situation like Kevin Moss. Guys just did not live up to expectations. It is what it is. But the beauty of this is we got guys who could step in and perform. And the more of the guys can perform, and from a righty or lefty perspective, the more the merrier. So hopefully somebody – it could be a continuation of what happened at the second half of 2018. My question for you, Greg, and I think a lot of – you know, I thought Torres had a fine year last year. I think there's a lot of back and forth between Yankee fans. And, Lewis, you already know where I'm going with this, because who should have been the rookie of the year at that point? I love both of them.
Course.
I think – of course, Torres has the more upside. What could we expect out of Torres in 2019, offensively?
Well, I think offensively, I think he's at the low end of his bar right now. I think he could go everywhere as up. I mean, I don't see him. There should be no drop off with him, and in the spring here, he hasn't shown that. You know, he's going to struggle and have a sophomore slump. I think the year he had last year will probably be a similar year that he's going to have every year, barring injury. Offensively, he's going to be fine. You know, defensively, I think the more time he spends at second base, obviously the better he will get, the more experience. But No, I don't see a drop off in either Torres or Andujar offensively. I think both of them last year, they went through the highs and lows. They both had slumps. They both came through them. They both got, you know, went back on the hot streaks, and they had really good years. I don't see Torres having a. I see Torres right around the 25 homers, 75 RBIs. I think his batting average could increase because, you know, he's a good two-strike hitter. He likes to put the ball in play, which helps. So maybe his batting average could go up a little bit, which in turn, you know, bring his on-base percentage up. So I'm very happy with I don't know why anybody would be down on Gleyber Torres or feel the need that they might want to give up on him. I don't know what games they're watching, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think Gleyber Torres is one of the top infielders in baseball right now. Yeah, he's going to struggle defensively once in a while, but, you know, the I don't remember an error last year that really hurt us. You know, he's had a few knucklehead plays, but that comes with age and experience, and I don't think we're going to have that this year.
All right. Suzanne, what's your thoughts as far as projection on Gleyber Torres, even if you want to throw in Andujar? Matter of fact, if you want to throw in any of them, as well, to your commentary, and then we'll go back to Lewis, Kristen, and Jimmy.
Sure. I agree. I think Gleyber Torres has the potential to hit over 25 home runs this year for sure, obviously, given the fact that he stays healthy. Now, I think the one thing about him and potentially why people are not necessarily all in on him is because he's young. He's 22 years old. He's still very rusty. He needs to be mentored, as I said earlier. And I think that, you know, he's shown this year, just in watching him in the spring, he's shown a lot of growth. I loved the piece about him with the Make-A-Wish kid this week. I thought, you know what, he really stepped up and, you know, took this kid under his wing during his Make-A-Wish. I was really impressed, and I have been really impressed with the way that he carries himself on the field, particularly this spring. I think he's, you know, he tended to be kind of in the shadows of Aaron Judge last year, and unfortunately he had an injury that kept him out of the lineup for a while as well, not quite as long as Judge, but it did keep him out of the lineup and then obviously out of the spotlight, giving Miguel Andujar more of the spotlight at that point. Miguel Andujar flies right under the radar. People get down on him for his defense. I wrote a piece a couple weeks ago about, you know, him and the number of games he played. He played a ridiculous number of games, like 157, 158 games last year. And, you know, he did not have nearly the number of errors that people seem to think. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he similarly to Torres, I mean, they're going to have these knucklehead plays where they, you know, I think sometimes they're just young and they forget, you know, where to throw the ball, or they're rushing to make the play and they overrun the ball or they overthrow the ball. I saw some really bad throws by Miguel Andujar last year. He's worked on it. He's working on his agility at third base. And you know, and Gleyber Torres is going to have to be a guy that if he's going to play for the Yankees, I don't know that he is going to get, you know, shortstop all the time. I mean, you know, we do have D.D. Gregorius. He will be back in the lineup. He will be somebody that is going to make an impact in the lineup again. And so I really look forward to that. But yeah, I'm on the Gleyber Torres bus. I was on his bus last year. I find him exciting to watch. I like to see young guys really do well and come into their own. And I think he's going to come into his own this year. I think he's going to make an impact. You know, he's going to bat high 200s or low 300s this year. I'd love to see him do better. But he's going to play a lot of games. And so, I mean, I think he's going to keep I think a respectable batting average, you know, with that, you know, with the number of games that I think, you know, that he has the potential to play. I do want to throw one shout out, and I heard one of you guys talk about it, Torres. I was such a fan Ronald Torres. I can't tell you.
So was I.
And it hurts. It hurts my soul that he is not on the team this year. And he is somebody. He was, you know, he's a younger guy, but he had such a veteran heart. And I wish he was on that team to support the guys that were out there to play when we needed him to play. He was always all in. And we're really going to miss his presence. I don't know why the organization didn't like him. I really don't. I don't know why they demoted him for all those days. He is a fan favorite. And now he will be sorely missed. I really feel like he'll be sorely missed. Do I think LeMahieu could fill in? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, he could, but Torres had some sort of charisma that I can't really explain, and I will miss him in the infield and, you know, what he did for us in the infield and stepping in when Torres was hurt, playing consistently, and adding consistency to the team. So those are my two cents about Torres as well.
Well, let me follow up question to that. So, consider things all equal, would you rather have a Torres or a LeMahieu?
I never wanted to get rid of Torres. I mean, I think LeMahieu brings in a different kind of person. I think, you know, having his gold glove and having him be successful at another organization for a period of time and being an all-star, I think is huge. But I don't think the Yankees ever gave Torres a shot. They really, you know, they threw him in there, and he was willing to play any position. And he's a little guy, and he just did whatever he needed to do, and he never, you know, never balked at it. So, I mean, I think they're two different players, to be honest with you, Steve. I can't compare the two. I think because I have LeMahieu, I have some more options like I had with Torres. But I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know that he's gonna have the hearts of the fans the way Torres did, and the charisma that Torres had in the dugout with other players. I don't know that we're gonna see that. I could be wrong, but that guy holds a really, really important place in my heart.
All right, before we move on to Lewis, I have another question for you. What about the rest of the starting pitchers that we have not discussed that you'd like to reiterate on, and then we'll go down to Lewis and Kristen. And then Jimmy.
The rest of the starting pitchers?
Yeah. If anything else you'd like to add on, any commentary on that?
Sure. I love Paxton. I love what I saw. I loved him against Bryce Harper the other day. I found that to be incredible.
Yeah.
I think this guy is going to do well here. And I'm excited for him. He's definitely going to be somebody that we needed really badly in the lineup. I think Hap comes back and plays and pitches consistently. And, you know, we haven't talked about Jordan Montgomery, and he is going to be coming back, and he is going to have impact. He came out of the season last season, and he was already, like, showing me that he had the potential. And this guy is going to come back somewhere, I'm hoping, in the May-June range. And I think that he is going to make, again, an impact in the starting rotation. So I like what I see. I think the added value of the low-risk Gio Gonzalez is going to be helpful. I think Domingo Herman is going to add something. I agree that Luisaga has a potential of adding something, either as a long reliever or potentially as a starter. The one guy that I think we need to cut is got to be Sessa or trade him. And, you know, get somebody else for him, get some value for him. They can trade Bird, please. And God help me, don't ever use the words Jabba Chamberlain again in my presence, Steve. Just don't say it, all right? Because you heard it.
Jabba,
don't say it
Jabba.
Again.
All right.
Yeah, that
cool.
Guy is,
All right, cool. Thank you very much. Lewis, man, we got a lot on the table, man. Everything you've heard from Greg, Suzanne, anything else you'd like to add, starting pitching, the projections, batting-wise, Andujar, Torres, Voit, if you want to go there, anything you'd like to add, man. And then also, Suzanne brought up Montgomery as well. How does he fit into this early on this season? Everything.
All right, so Let me just go down the line with Suzanne, and I just wanted to say that Suzanne, I was the one that brought up Torres, and I dearly miss him too. I think he was one of those guys that you would love to have in a clubhouse, and I would take Torres over LeMahieu because he's already played with this team, so he meshes well with everybody. Because team chemistry is very important. I'm big on chemistry. That's why I feared Stanton coming to the Yankees, because he had a big diva ego in Miami. But I think everything has worked out for the best, and I think he's meshing well with everybody here in New York. So, to make a long story short, so here are my projections. I think Andujar will hit 30. I think Torres actually could have hit 30 last year if he wasn't injured for that extended period of time. So I do think that he's a 30 home run hitter guy. He's got the power. I think he's shortened his stroke up a little bit now, so his average is going to be a little bit higher, because I've seen his at-bats in the spring, and they look a lot better than they did last year. So he's making more solid contact than he was before, whereas he was swinging at everything. But I think now he's making more contact, and now we're going to get a higher batting average. He can even hit 300, I believe, and that's what I feel about Torres. I'm very high on Torres, and I think he's going to be really good for a lot of years to come. Weeks ago, we talked about starters, and we talked about who could be our ace. Paxton has ace potential if he can be healthy. That's always the question mark in our rotation. We don't have an ace. You have Tanaka, who can cruise and then give up a 3-run home run. You have Severino, who can gas it for 5 innings and then get smacked in the 6th and 7th. But I think Paxton can go 7-8 innings, a start. And he's that kind of guy if his arm doesn't wear out on him and he makes it towards August and September. So Paxton could be our ace based on what I've seen thus far. Now, it's early. It's only been the spring. But I like Paxton over everyone else that has pitched in our rotation so far in the spring. So I think it's promising to think that Paxton could be that guy for us. I got Voit. If Voit wins the job, Voit will hit 25 to 30 homers. I think if Greg Bird wins the job, he'll hit 15 to 20 homers. I don't see him really hitting much more than that because, you know, by May or June, he's going to have plantar fasciitis and sit with Jacoby Ellsbury somewhere. So I think that's probably, in all likelihood, that's where Bird will make it to June, and then him and Jacoby Ellsbury will be signing each other's casts. So I think that's essentially where Bird is. That's where Bird is going to be. So if Voit wins the job, I see him hitting 30. And, you know, back to our rotation, I'm really, really high on Paxton. And I hope that he works out in New York because of all the examples Steve gave earlier of pitchers that come to our team and then, you know, they were Cy Young award winners on other teams and then come to our team and, you know, have 5.36 ERAs. I don't know what it is about the pinstripes that makes good pitchers turn into muck, but you know, I hope that I hope that Paxton could be that guy. He's young enough. He has the durability if he can be healthy. I just think he has starter stuff. So does Sev, but, you know, I just don't know what he's going to look like when he comes back from this injury. So I don't know if, you know, if like Suzanne said, this injury is bigger than we thought because Sev could have been our ace. So we saw him tank in the second half of the year last year. I just don't think that he has the longevity to stay consistent with his pitching. So Paxton could be that guy for us. I think we found an ace potential. I can't say that he's an ace yet. I don't think anybody's an ace yet, but I think we have ace potential. And our infielders, Andujar, I think Andujar is going to hit 27. Torres could hit 30. Voit could hit 30. I don't know if LeMahieu's a huge home run hitter. That's just not his thing. But he does make contact. So we'll have at least one hitter for average with the other people on the team that are just crushing it out of the ballpark. But if we can get less home runs and more hits with runners in scoring position, then I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine with someone hitting 20 home runs, but they can hit with the bases loaded so we don't see any more strikeouts this year.
Absolutely.
So I'm
I'm perfectly fine
with us not breaking this home run record, Aaron Judge, if we can hit the ball out of the infield with runners in scoring position. I don't really care how many home runs we hit out of the ballpark. I want to win games by hitting with runners in scoring position. That's how I want to win.
Preach. Shout-outs to Lewis, man. Thank you very much, bro. Kristen, and then get to Jimmy. Kristen, what's your thoughts on projections, batting-wise, with Torres, Andujar, LeMahieu, Voit, Bird, and everything with the starting pitching we have not said or you have not said, and we'll go to Jimmy.
I love that last comment. Home run or die is dead, really.
I'm done
Smart
with it.
Smart baseball is in, seriously. You know, let's just get on base. Nobody cares about, you know, killing it out of the park. Let's just concentrate exactly on bases loaded. Let's execute that. Let's get everything we can get this year and not let anything slide past us, honestly. And we have the potential to do so. As far as Paxton, I think he could go the distance. I can't wait to see his slider. Is nasty. I can't wait. He
really is.
He's awesome. I do really like him a lot. I do really like Herman a lot. And now Gonzalez, I can't wait to see what they all bring to the table. You know, they've been working. So I really can't wait. As far as Torres, I really do miss him as well. The camaraderie that he had with everybody was just electrifying. He really was. He got along with everybody. He was good on and off the field. He was easily adjustable anywhere they put him. It was sad to see him go as well. It was really sad, but I'm looking forward to the pitching. But I am very excited to see Paxton pitch. Very excited.
All right, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on infield batting and then there's also the starting pitching as well?
First I got to say about, Andujar last year, you know, when Aaron Judge got hurt, I really loved the way that he stepped right in and took over. And I think we're gonna see that Andujar, you know, from last year, he's gonna get better at that. He just became so comfortable, you know, hitting the ball and, making great catches and all that stuff. And, you know, as far as Paxton goes, man, I'm really on the Paxton train too. Like, when we got him, when I heard the news that we got him, I was pretty excited because, you know, he's a guy that when he's on. So, you know, if he can bring to the table what he brought, you know, with his other team, man, you know, we're in for something really, really good. And as far as Voit goes, I think Voit's gonna shock everybody. I think he's ready for big time. So we'll see how it goes. Overall, I'm pretty excited about this. I'm pretty excited about this season. We'll see how it goes.
All right, cool. Shout out to Jimmy. Oh, just a reminder. Monday, April the 1st. This is not an April Fool's Day joke. Monday, April 1st, we'll be back for our next episode for the Dugout Podcast. It will be a post-game episode after we play the Detroit Tigers. So the Bleed Blue Show will be on a hiatus all next week. We're playing replay episodes of our Stakeholder Spotlight episodes where the dope sports fans got to share their stories all next week. So the Dugout will resume the quartet of our podcast starting April 1st, post-game episode versus the Detroit Tigers. So the season will be already in session. So we'll feel free to join the Dugout Podcast after the Yankee game on Monday, April the 1st versus the Tigers, win, lose, or draw. Greg from Bronx Bomber News, your final thoughts, and please tell everybody how your site could be found, your podcast, all that, and then we'll go to Suzanne for credentials and credits as well. And then Lewis, Kristen, and Jimmy.
Okay, you can find me on the Bronx Bomber News podcast on Facebook. It's page I have. Also on Twitter, I'm at Coach GSM on Twitter. And just a couple of quick things on our pitching. Loaisiga will be on some type of a pitch limit. The last 2 years, he's only thrown, I think, 65, 68 innings. So you'll probably only see, if he stays healthy all year, somewhere around 100 innings. They don't want to bump him up too much. Also, Jordan Montgomery, I believe, will be back. They're looking at July. So if you know, we have a need or, you know, just a six starter type thing when we, you know, somebody goes down or just we need somebody to, you know, maybe give, if CC's going, give him a breather. Jordan Montgomery will be a big asset as far as depth goes. I don't think signing Gonzalez at $3 million is going to prevent us from going out and getting somebody else. I think now, if you know, truthfully, Bird is at the highest leverage right now as trade bait. So that could be a possibility. I think Lewis is right. I think the Yankees do want Greg Bird to win that job, but I think 99% of the fans don't, because we've seen it. We've been there. We've witnessed, you know, him. He's always injured. And so I don't think Luke Voit deserves to go down to the minor leagues after last season, the push he gave us, and then we come back, and he does the same thing here in spring training. He hasn't missed a beat. I don't think he deserves to go down to the minor leagues. And I know, you know, having the left-handed bat definitely helps in our lineup. But at the same time, you know, it'd be tough to take Luke Voit out of that lineup and, you know, off the roster as a Yankee fan. And to try to explain that to the fan base that, yeah, we're going to go with Greg Bird, you know, after all Luke Voit did last year. And I don't think he deserves it. So, anyway, thank you guys for having me. And I'll pass it on to next person and see what you guys think.
Greg from Bronx Bomber News, man. Thank you very much. Let's get to Suzanne Bleeding Yankee Blue. Final thoughts.
Sure. We're at bleedingyankeeblue.com. I tend to write on Wednesdays and Sundays, and shout out to my niece who joined the Bleeding Yankee Blue staff and who's been writing with us on Fridays. Just a couple of final thoughts. One of the guys that we didn't talk about much, and he didn't come up in conversation, and I don't know if he'll make the team, but he may, you know, make the team at an extended you know, when we extend our lineup or depth later on in the season, or for injury purposes. But Kyle Holder has really turned some heads in spring training this year. And
sure
I do like him. He plays shortstop, second base, and third base as well. So he might be somebody that could be in the conversation. If he may not be picked up in the early part of the season, but he may be somebody that we may see later on, or if folks hit the DL, this guy could keep coming, you know, could be in waiting in the wings and could make his way back up. Yeah, I think, you know, echoing what everyone is saying, and I've said many, many times, God help us if they sent Luke Voit down to the minor leagues. No way. I mean, this guy has more than earned his space there. No, he doesn't have the left-handed bat, and no, he doesn't have the stretch that maybe Bird does, but this is all, you know, teachable. The guy has got him back. I mean, he hit another home run tonight. We need to keep this guy under wraps, and he's got to stay with us, and he is just getting started. So, goodbye, Birdie. I mean, he's got to, you know, be a good trade bait for someone else. I agree. Paxton is going to make an impact and a real dent in this rotation, and I'm looking forward to that. And Duhar is going to pick up where he left you know, last year, and do extremely well and perform well and add value. And lastly, I'm really interested in the LeMahieu-Torres double play. That might be kind of neat to watch. So I hope that they build some chemistry and we have that double play again. I mean, I grew up when it was, you know, Dent and Randolph, and they turned so many double plays in 77 and 78 before, you know, Randolph got hurt. But I really like to see that double play come back into action and take, you know, take away some advantages to the teams that we play.
All right. Shout out to Suzanne at Susie Prof on Twitter as well. We're pretty much out of time. Lewis, can you give us some final thoughts, followed by Kristen and Jimmy?
Yeah, I can give you a quick rundown. Yes. So here's my top three. I want Voit to win the job, but I know Bird will. I think Paxton's going to be the ace. I think Paxton's going to be the ace, and I don't care about the home run. I care about base hits with runners in scoring position.
Amen.
That's my sentiment for the whole season, guys. Do your thing. Thanks, everybody, for the great show tonight.
Thanks, sir. He's preaching. Shout out to Lewis, man. Kristen, your final thoughts, and then Jimmy.
Left-handed bats are done, okay? Overrated. We tried it. It's done. He failed. It's a new day. We're Team Voit, first base. That's it. Thank you for a good show, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Shout out to Kristen, KGYR, and then, of course, Jimmy, your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, like I said, I hope we see a new bird this year, because I think if this guy didn't get hurt, you know, I still think he has some potential, man, especially, you know, with, you know, I want to see him hit a little more home runs and stuff. I think he has some potential, but that's his problem. He gets hurt too much, you know. So, I want to see old boys do really good. And I think Paxton is gonna be awesome, and I want to see what Tula Whiskey could do, especially on defense, you know, with catches and stuff. So. And also, you know, I'm done with all these, you know, spring training games, man. You know, let the season begin. You know, I'm tired of spring training right now. I just want the real season to begin and a warm weather to be here. And, you know, thank you for a great show, guys. And go Yankees, man.
Hey, Jimmy. Eagle 1, man. Shout out to Coach GSM and, of course, Susie Prof, Lou Dekris, Ms. Pelham, and, of course, at Kane's Eagle 1. We'll be back in 2 weeks, April the 1st. After the game versus the Tigers, April the 1st, season will be in session. Sangre Azul, this will be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps, as well as listen or stream, download on BleeBlueShow.com, the infielders and starting pitchers episode. Be back in 2 weeks. Sangre Azul, Blee Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.